I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media for Thursday, July 29th, 2010. As long as there have been computers, there have been people monkeying with computers, trying to improve the technology, sometimes causing problems. You know, hackers. This week, the hacking world is in Las Vegas for a pair of conferences, the Black Hat Conference, all about corporate security issues, that wraps up today, and DEF CON, a freewheeling hacker culture expo that starts tomorrow. Jeff Moss organizes both conferences. Jeff, most people associate the word hacker with bad guys breaking into your computer.
In the early days, we needed a name for people who were very good with computers. And sort of in that culture, came up with the term hacker to explain somebody who understood the system to such a degree that they could make the system do things it was not originally designed to do. They could solve the system if it broke. They could extend the system to do something new. And so it was really almost a compliment. But then over time, when criminals started using computers, the media needed a word to describe this new type of criminal, and they borrowed the term, you know, hacker. Really, I think hacking describes a skill set, a capability, not a motivation. You know, just like you can have a criminal plumber or a non-criminal plumber.
Is there an ethical problem with teaching people how to attack computers?
As a defender, defending a computer, if you never know how attacks are performed, you sort of lack imagination. And when you're thinking about protecting your home, that's pretty straightforward. We all watch TV shows and we know they're going to kick in the window, you know, kick in the door, or come through the skylight or something. But when it comes to computer security, you know, it's invisible and it's silent, and it takes a lot more ingenuity to visualize, to understand how it is you're vulnerable. So you really have to sort of take lessons from the attackers and understand how they approach so we can build roadblocks and we can thwart them.
That's Jeff Moss. Stephen Levy wrote the influential book Hackers, Heroes of the Computer Revolution, way back in 1984. Stephen, how has hacking culture evolved in the last 26 years?
The thing I think is consistent is just the gut ability that information flows best when it's free. And this is just an impulse which permeates the hacker world, and certainly you're going to see it at these conferences.
You recently did an update on the idea of the hacker in Wired, and you talk about people like Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, who obviously comes from this hacker background but has built this huge corporation. What is the role of the hacker in the corporate world?
Zuckerberg has no conflict between making money and being a great hacker. He wants Facebook to be a great hacker company. And I think he's like a lot of people who are starting, young people are starting companies now. They think that the hacker ethic, the hacker spirit, is what's going to drive their company to succeed.
We hear these terms about hackers, white hats, black hats, and gray hats. Could you define those hats?
The white hat would be what we think of as the good guy, someone who doesn't want to do harm to anyone. A black hat might be someone who you'd worry about in vandalizing your system and stealing from you. The gray hats sort of straddle the line there. They're almost like the double agents of hacking.
I can imagine the hat concession at these conferences stays pretty busy.
Yeah, the two-toned hats. we'll get a good business out there.
Right. Stephen Levy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Other stories we're following at futuretense.publicradio.org. The internet is getting more chummy. You can now sync your Amazon account to your Facebook, see which friends have birthdays coming up, find out what your friends are recommending. Looks like my friends like Johnny Cash and The Princess Bride. Yeah, sounds about right. And remember those Old Spice viral videos online?
Silverfish hand catch!
They worked. Old Spice body wash sales have doubled since the videos came out. We talked to the guys who made them a couple of weeks ago. That's on our website. I'm on a horse. Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story about my new favorite technology term.
Zombie cookies.
Zombie cookies!
Right, you know, cookies are these ID tags that websites put on your computer so they can recognize you when you come back.
It's been a part of the internet for a long time.
And easy to erase if you don't want them. But now, MTV, ESPN, and other media companies are being sued for violating federal computer intrusion laws. These companies are using an obscure type of flash cookie that keeps popping up even after you think you've erased it.
You kill the cookie, it rises from the dead.
Zombie cookie.
Zombie cookie. More on zombie cookies at futuretense.publicradio.org. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.